Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A little Astros, a little Texans, and we got to get Will's thoughts on, the take of the year from Tyler Milner yesterday. The absolute take of Tyler the Dunlap year. And I respect him so much. He's 11 toes down on that take. The Beatles, Nirvana, overrated. That's next.
Whoa. Get the hell out of here.
All right, welcome back in. Will Conkle back in the building. Covers the Texans, covers the Astros all around. Real quick, what'd you think about that Arnett news that came through? They got the new corner. As I said to him earlier, I was like, hey, man, it's not him, so to speak. But there's some questions. There's some questions on the O-line, obviously. There's some questions. I know Clint has some questions in the receiving room. He feels better about it. But that quarterback situation outside of the top two guys right there, there's starting to be some question right there. And if any of those guys, either one of those guys, had to come off the field, you're looking at Tremaine Smith, you're looking at D'Angelo Ross, maybe a guy who is just playing in the XFL.
They got exposed last year, too, with lack of cornerback depth. Like, here's the good news is that we're starting to parse on that defense of, like, well, they don't have extra corners, or they don't have extra this or that. Like, their top-line guys in that defense are elite. I love this pickup because it's a why-not pickup. You're not losing anything. And if he has figured it out, give him a chance, get his life back together, and be a – again, he's not a starter. Then awesome. Why not? They did the same thing with C.J. Henderson, then cut him. Like, it just didn't work out, and you're just trying to plug and play with that position.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it several times since we've been covering the Texans. Since I've been here covering the Texans, we've seen it with several players, former, first round picks, younger guys that their career went down the tubes and they couldn't figure it out. And I'm just here, whether it's the older player that has a little bit of tread left on the tire, or it's a young player that got in a little bit of trouble and is obviously uber talented. I'm fascinated by seeing, okay, can these guys put it together?
It's now, a lightning in the bottle lottery ticket kind of move.
Absolutely. Now, as a fan of the Texans, I would rather it not be a frontline starter, which it's not. It'd be hard for me to be fascinated with it if it was a frontline starter. Yeah. But the fact that it's a depth guy and maybe even a future play kind of deal is that whole story always fascinates me to watch it, kind of how it unfolds. Usually, it doesn't work out.
The importance of depth in the NFL or in any sport is so undervalued.
Yeah.
Because it's a war of attrition, especially in the NFL. And with their bye week at week 6, they got a long way to go to stay healthy through the playoffs.
No, and the depth thing is something that, sometimes you get your thoughts so much on the front line thing. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the offensive line, a lot of the mindset was like, oh, man. They had problems in the interior, man, and they solved it with Lakin Tomlinson and moving Titus inside, and now it's Andrews instead of. But the part that we talked about a bit that is something that you can really see is their depth there. Like, it's the reverse of what the cornerback situation is. Their depth there at the offensive line spot, if somebody's got to come in, you got a second round pick you moved up to go get, and Juice Scruggs that comes in. and fills that role instead of that guy with them little arms that played fullback for the Steelers and Kendrick Green. All right, like you know, now you're not having to slide Titus inside and then bring somebody out. That part of it is Trent. I mean, Trent Brown may be, you know, one of your swing tackles, or Arianti Ursary may be one of your swing tackles. That's a different piece, and when it comes to depth, makes a huge difference in what they're doing right now.
What do you think, Clint, about the new scheme, the new offense going in, and how that's going to help that?
Well, I don't know much about the new scheme. I know they're saying the right things. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to get it to the right guys. We're going to play to the strengths of our players. That's what our offense is. I think it's a bit of a cop-out. I mean, I think all coordinators, young and old, will say, well, my job is to get the players, you know, in the position to make their, you know, play to their strengths and be explosive. Well, hell, that's the name of the game, right? I mean, having never done that, we don't know. I mean, I have no idea what the hell the scheme is going to look like. Uh-huh. What we can gather from OTAs and mandatory minicamp, Will, is D'Amico Ryans has got his eyes set on knowing what the hell's going on with the offensive line and knowing what the hell's going on the offensive side of the football. I think, you know, as Ron said, I think the depth of, you know, even up until hell in the offseason when Nick Caserio comes on with Payne and Pendergast, he's talking about, oh, we're going to get our best five offensive line.
Pendergast and Payne.
We got guys that can play their position flex. They can do different things. So that part really scared me to go watch him and go, hey, no, they got two centers, they got guards, they got tackles. That part makes me feel good about it. So there's little things that I feel like we can pull from OTAs and minicamp as it pertains to the offensive line.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And it made me feel a little bit better. But ultimately, scheme-wise, I have no idea.
Yeah, I think the most important thing right now, because you can't – the most important thing as an offensive lineman is to move bodies. That's the most important thing, and we're not going to see that right now. Mm-hmm. What we can see right now is that the culture's changed. Like, there is a shift with those guys, and D'Amico talked about that as well. And, like, Laramie was just bad for that room and culture. It wasn't bad, like, no one liked him. It wasn't toxic, like some people have said, but he was not the right leader for that room, and that's at least changed, and that's what you're seeing right now.
I know what I think about the scheme.
What do you think, Ronald?
It's Ron.
William.
Is that my boy, Ron?
That damn Bobby Slowick, boy, must have been real bad.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, it's way worse than we thought.
It must have been real bad.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
I mean, just the little slick messages you hear from different, but my man Nico Collins earlier this week. Yeah, man, he ain't going.
Even D'Amico.
He said Nick Cayley ain't gonna put you in a place where you're doing stuff that you don't know what you're doing.
Dang it, Bobby. Damn,
well, what's that mean?
Yeah, everybody.
I mean, it must have been bad.
Everybody we've heard of on the offensive side of the football has spoke to the media you could take a good bit of what they say and relate it directly back to Bobby Slowick in a negative way.
It must have been, for sure. And shout out to D'Amico for having that building on lockdown to have that not spill out during the middle of the season. Ooh. Like, that's important.
It feels like to me they should have made a move in the season.
They should have made a move.
If it was like that in the season.
He allowed Bobby to hang himself.
The thing about, here's the deal with you, Will, you mentioned the culture and the standard in that room. Again, I like what they're saying, but we all know, we've all lived long enough to know that we don't know what that standard is going to be, who's going to lead that room until some serious adversity hits. I think that was the biggest tell-all last year is when your quarterback's getting a hell beat out of him back there, when your quarterback's getting pressured at a rate that is higher than everybody but Caleb Williams, like, how do you act in that moment? Like, right now, it's easy to be over here at the Houston Texans. They've rebuilt this thing. They brought a bunch of guys in. They got a new coach. Boy, everybody feels good about it. It's easy to be a good dude and a good teammate and set the standard and work your ass off and all that stuff right now. The problem is, in that first month of the season, if all of a sudden the quarterback's getting hit, all of a sudden you can't run the football, what does that look like?
And let's not act like we weren't in the same exact position with the same exact optimism last year.
Sure.
All the weapons. This is the year.
Offseason's easy to lead, man.
Exactly. Everything looks great on paper. That's right. There's another team that wants to beat your ass as well.
That's right.
Yeah. They're all fixable.
Look great on paper. Stop it. Tyler had the Beatles overrated.
Bro, can we talk? Wait, what?
Just call
what
does like overrated it,
mean?
Con-
like, what does that mean?
Okay. Thank you for asking that. We're on the show, Hughley over there, and flaming my comments and opinions.
You could have just said it.
I'm glad you asked, Kunk. The deal is, the Beatles, I don't hate their music. I'm not saying they sucked or they were just not a great musical act. Nothing like that. And I don't doubt or say that they didn't have any impact on the musical industry, on the music industry.
Okay, so but what are you saying?
I think their level of impact and effect and paving of the way, if you will, for music and the weight that people associate with the Beatles as far as their impact on music, I think that can be at times a bit hyperbolic.
Will's completely turned around, legs up.
I'm locked in this dude. I have to see if his face is messing with me right now.
How does he know?
Oh, he's dead ass serious.
He wasn't even there.
So who are you putting above them?
That? I mean,
they've led an entire charge from Europe over here to from Britain to here. Listen, and then Nirvana, if you feel that way about Nirvana, they invented an entire genre.
Okay, I didn't feel that way about Nirvana. That was BS. A listener texted in that they also felt that way about Nirvana, and I said I could maybe hear an argument.
And then he said he could hear an argument.
They created a genre.
Nirvana invented grunge music.
Yes,
invented.
I said that yesterday. Yeah. Kunk, we're on the same page there.
No, the reason why that, when you say, if you're to say that their impact was overvalued,
in my opinion,
understanding your opinion, I think that's hard for you to say if you weren't there to see what the
who are you putting over them is more impactful than, like, where are you shuffling this lineup?
First, Ron, then why can people say they were so impactful if they weren't around to hear it whenever it was live and happening at the time? And then secondly, I'm just saying that it's overstated. It's
fine,
overstated.
But how are you altering it then? Like, if you think it's wrong, how's it right?
I just think there's a lot of butterflies and rainbows and good feelings for people with the Beatles, and they hyper...
No, I understand what you're saying, but how are you altering it to correct it?
I can't correct it,
like,
man.
It's like when a fan says, fire the coach. All right, fine, but who are you going to hire? Like, how are you altering the Beatles? Where are you putting... Who's going above them?
But that's the thing. I'm not even trying to hate on them or trying to knock them down a peg. I guess I'm technically knocking them down a peg. So you listen to their music
and you said, this isn't...
This ain't it.
Or not this ain't gonna catch. This is this overblown.
When I hear Yellow Submarine, I do not crank that bass up and just live in the moment.
I don't look at Edwards' worst game and say that he's not good.
That might be a whole different conversation.
When I hear Friends in Low Places, I don't crank it up, but I can understand
it. Everybody does.
Trust me. Everyone does not.
A couple soda pops and let's roll.
Garth Brooks.
And a microphone.
I'm certainly not going to roll through and say that Garth Brooks, who took country in a completely different place, is overrated.
I
got another one for you. I wouldn't say NSYNC is overrated either, and I know how you feel about them. The boy band well, trend,
all,
yeah.
We all know the impact.
The Backstreet Boys.
Them and Backstreet Boys, okay. I think it's a similar thing.
Backstreet's close but second.
When I said, well, if it isn't the Beatles, then who else? And he rattled off Elvis, and then he got
Michael Jackson,
and then I believe he then got to NSYNC
that was tongue in cheek. They are legendary.
The boy band movement, just like the grunge music movement. You're onto something there. You're just not a big fan of. Not a big fan of the Beatles, man.
That's fine. Like, don't be a fan, but it's hard to say like they didn't impact the industry.
They did impact it, just not as much as people like to pretend.
Like, I don't know. I don't know how to argue that because you're not giving me concrete. Like, it should be here versus there. I have a weird take for you. I put this out on X. What's your worst sports take ever?
Ron's was David Anderson.
I've missed on some guys.
Mine was Jimmy Clausen. Man, I'll eat that.
I think I've got one worse than that.
Damn.
Now I'm done.
I can't remember.
Johnny Manziel, because it never even came to fruition. There's been a couple that were rough for a couple years and then came back to kind of you know, at least be acceptable. Johnny Manziel got me. I was beside myself. I thought the Texans should have took him. I thought the Cowboys should have took him. I thought everybody should have took him. I'm going, what are we doing? This is crazy. Yeah. And I knew his daddy. I didn't believe what his daddy. I didn't believe what his daddy was telling me. But I put it to you that way. That's how hard headed I was about it.
Well, guess what? What else you may not believe somebody's telling you is Chris Sims. Wait till you hear what he has to say.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.